WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. The government's May jobs report is a mixed bag. Nearly 340,000 new jobs were added. That's better than expected. But that comes with a slight rise in the unemployment rate to 3.7%. Wall Street reaction has been positive. The Dow gained 701 points. Big question now is what the Federal Reserve will do next. Here's business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
For weeks, Fed officials have said to us they're going to pause on rate increases. Well, maybe the strength of this report means that they will not pause. Maybe they'll increase by a quarter of a percentage point. It's going to be a very interesting meeting. It's going to be one where we have to really parse through what Fed officials are telling us about what they see in the economy.
Avoiding default and a recession is why President Biden is breathing easier. In about an hour, he'll talk to the nation about the bill he's expected to sign tomorrow. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre.
He just wanted to make sure that the American people understood how important it was to get this done, how important it was to do this in a bipartisan way. This would have been a first ever default. We've listed out what could have happened. We created a recession, potentially triggered a recession, lose millions of jobs.
In eastern India, rescue workers are pulling people from more than a dozen damaged rail cars after a massive wreck. Officials say at least 207 people are known dead. At least 400 have been taken to hospitals. Railroad ministry officials say 10 to 12 coaches from one train derailed. An oncoming train hit debris and wound up in the wreck as well. It's been in the 90s in Detroit today, hot enough to send students home early from city schools. Same thing in Philadelphia. More from KYW. WTV's Dan Snyder.
Students at 90 schools across the Philadelphia Public School District were sent home early due to the heat. District officials say it's out of an abundance of caution.
We can't have our students in that kind of weather. We do not want to have a breeding ground for heat-related illnesses.
Fort Bragg, North Carolina is history. In a ceremony full of pomp and circumstance, it's been renamed Fort Liberty, eliminating the name of a Confederate general. And as the post commander says, it's the country's first call now when Liberty needs defending. The woman who wrote these words has died.
You never close your eyes.
Cynthia Weil and husband Barry Mann formed one of music's most prolific songwriting teams. They wrote dozens of hit songs you probably know from the 60s through the 90s. This one's believed to be the most heard song of the 20th century. Cynthia Weil was 82. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
This far into rush hour traffic, most people would have rage accelerated at least once. But not you, Lacey, no hard accelerations ever, Johnson. Because you are a safe driver. And like most drivers who sign up for Snapshot from Progressive, which customizes your rate for how and how much you drive, you could earn a discount for your good driving. So if your hula dancing dashboard doll thinks you're going to hard accelerate because you're running late, then your hula dancing dashboard doll doesn't know. Lacey, no hard accelerations ever, Johnson. Sign up for Snapshot today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or for all agents.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Petpalooza is just around the corner and the Rough Ranch will be there. Come see us at the Southwood County Humane Society grounds on June 11th with your dog training questions. If you need help before then, call 715-540-6650 or go online to roughranchllc.com to set up a meet and greet. Michelle and Tiffany are ready to give you the best dog training and behavior modification in central Wisconsin. That's the Rough Ranch, 1022 West Grand Avenue in Rapids. See you at Petpalooza.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Our mascot for the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball team, Roscoe P. Rafter, welcomed the team's newest Fans for Life on Monday. The larger-than-life mascot visited the Aspirus Riverview family birthplace on the Rafters' opening day, May 29th, to present season tickets for life to the babies born that day. The beaming mothers posed for a picture holding little Madeline Georgianne and Eric Emmanuel, with their slightly dazed-looking fathers standing nearby. Congratulations to this year's newest Fans for Life and their proud parents. Free courses of Pfizer's Paxlovid treatment for COVID-19 will still be offered for at least another few months, even after the Food and Drug Administration granted Pfizer full approval Thursday to market the medication. The U.S. government has stockpiled millions of doses of Paxlovid. Over 14,000 new COVID-19 cases were reported each week last month, although most U.S. cases are no longer reported to health authorities. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows of a low of around 61 tonight under clear skies with a chance for isolated storms. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Highs of a low of around 92. Lows of a low of around 62. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 76.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, I want to thank State Senator Mary Kunish for stopping in, and we got a lot to talk about. We haven't talked to you in a while, and there's so many great updates and great work that the trifecta and specifically you've done. Welcome to Native Roots Radio.
Well, hey, honey, wash day, everybody. It is on a Friday morning. We're taping this a little bit early because we all have stuff going on. But it's really great to be here with you this morning and talk about the good stuff that's going on in Minnesota.
Excellent. You know, it's been a hot day. It's been a hot week. And it's crazy because we talk about global warming and protecting Mother Earth. And it's funny. It's like August weather right now. So, I mean, I like the heat sometimes, but it's a little frightening at times. And I know the legislature and the governor and the Senate, you guys have been working on things to protect Mother Earth. And I just want to give you a quick shout out and appreciative of all the hard work that you guys have done and ending on time, which is probably the first time since you've been senator that or even representative that it's happened.
Yeah, we did last biennium, we always ended on time, but that's because we weren't passing anything. There was no substance to any of the bills, the final omnibus bills. We were in that split legislature where the Dems held the majority in the House, and the Republicans held the majority in the Senate. And of course, we had a Dem governor, and the Republicans just weren't interested in doing a whole lot of anything. And so we ended up, ending on time because there just wasn't anything left to do because they wouldn't agree to anything. I do remember one year my first year in the Senate, so this would have been 2 years ago, and we finished everything that we were going to because we weren't having any agreements on some of the big issues, but the Republicans still wanted to kind of it was sort of a cat and mouse game with commissioners. They had to be, validated, and they were not validating them. They were not confirming them. The commissioners, the state commissioners, in fact, they were going after quite a few of them. And so they wanted to hold it open for a while and play that cat and mouse game with commissioners. And I say the Democrats just called for sine die, which means we shut down, we're done. And there was no way to go back from that. So that was one way that we finished on time. But yeah, we did finish on time this session. We finished with just oodles and oodles and oodles. I mean, we're still trying to unpack all of the good stuff that we did. I've been to a few county meetings, legislative recaps, city recaps, education recaps, and people are like, here's a list of some of the stuff, but there's tons more that we haven't even gotten to. And so we'll continue to do that work to, I don't even know all the bills that I finally passed. I know that I was the top bill person in the Senate.
Wow.
Yep. I carried 116 bills. And I know that at least 60, there's more, but at least 60 of them are passed and in either standalone bills or are in the different omnibus bills. So it was a very successful session for me.
Yeah, definitely. And, I just got to say this, Mary, I think people are paying attention and know that you were at our Ho-Chunk celebration and people gave you an ovation when you came and spoke. Do you remember that? I mean, it was like,
I do. I just wanted to come in and pay my respects to Marlene. And I was a little taken aback because I did get such a warm welcome, but I really appreciate that because so much of the work that we're doing, this was probably the biggest, the best session for our Native folks in Indian Country in Minnesota that we've ever had in the state of Minnesota. And I think, it's because there's representation at the Capitol and we're telling the stories and we're telling the accurate history and we're explaining why we need to invest in our communities and they're listening. So that was really great.
Yeah. And how are you, I talked to Jessica Hansen a couple days ago and Heather Keeler and just asking, how are you detoxing in a sense of, in a good way, of all the good work and relaxing because, some of those sessions went way late and the good outcomes happened. But still, that's a lot of work, a lot of pressure. And the education bill is a lot of pressure because it's so huge. I mean, how are you taking care of yourself?
Well, I, it's sort of hard because you're going 50 miles per hour and then all of a sudden you kind of come to a screeching stop and all of a sudden you don't have to get up in the morning and, at 5:30 to be at the Capitol in time for your committee. You don't have to be doing the work that needs to go into making sure a bill passes, going to meetings. So all of a sudden it was sort of a screeching halt right around Memorial Day weekend, but that was a good weekend. And that's a good weekend to start that, stepping back a little bit. So I find that hanging out with my family, spent some time with a friend down on the St. Croix River. When my granddaughters come over, it's nothing but fun and games all day long. Mm-hmm. And, getting back to being outside is really my cure for just about anything. Getting outside, getting around water. I'm near this really nice park with a big lake in the middle and they rent canoes and kayaks. So I'm thinking I'm going to get out there one of these days and do that. So just sort of pacing myself, taking it easy and being with the people that bring me the most joy.
Wow, that's great. And I think that's great advice for everybody. Go barefoot and feel Mother Earth and be connected. And we're the land of over 10,000 lakes. I think really the number is closer to 15. And then enjoy the inner city is beautiful here. I think I know which lake you're talking about. Did you have a fundraiser there over a few years ago?
Yeah,
that is an awesome place.
Yeah, it's a really nice place. Lots of I just actually took my granddaughters for a walk this morning around it, and then we came back to do the radio show.
Excellent. Well, we're going to wind up the this segment here real quick, and I just want to talk about, you know, some of the bills that you've talked about. I know you've talked about a few of them in the past, but I think it's really great to talk about, you know, the license plates, MMIWR, the how that's really being funded forever, and, you know, the education and things like that. If you don't mind, we'll dig a little deeper.
Sure. So, like I said, it was such a good year for American Indians and our communities here in the in Minnesota. So, are we going on break?
Yeah, we got
okay. 30 when we seconds. Come back.
Yeah, definitely. We'll talk more.
All right.
Thank you. Hey, we're here. This is Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. And I'm woke, and I'm here with State Senator Mary Kunish, and Haley's running the board. We'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Unwanted sexting or photos, inappropriate jokes, even tickling or wrestling can feel like a violation. Catcalling, cornering, or groping, getting them drunk or high for sex, recording sexual acts without permission, hurting someone because of their sexual orientation, raping a family member, a child, a date, a friend, a stranger. Purchasing a human being for sex, you make the choice every single time. Sexual violence is many things. Make a choice. Do not do it.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
When it comes to mental health, making connections with others can be a way forward. How do you reach out when you need someone? What do you do to support those who struggle? Connections can bring comfort, hope, and joy. Find ways that work for yourself and others, like sending a text, sharing a moment, offering a hug, seeing an old friend, creating space to listen. Visit cmentalhealth.org. That's cmentalhealth.org. cmentalhealth.org.
Minnesotans age 65 plus might qualify for Health Partners Minnesota Senior Health Options. The plan includes personal support, coverage for medical prescription drugs and dental, plus over 30 extra benefits. Eligibility information is available at healthpartners.com/oneplan. Health Partners is a health plan that contracts with both Medicare and the Minnesota Medical Assistance Medicaid program to provide benefits of both programs to enrollees. Enrollment in Health Partners depends on contract renewal.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Yes, they do, and we love that they support us, and what a great organization on Franklin Avenue here in the Twin Cities of Minnesota. Hey, we're here with State Senator Mary Kunish, and we're just having a discussion, you know, about this great session that just ended. Mary, what kind of things stick out in your mind that you want to talk about? Because I know it sounds like you did a lot of bills, but I know there's some that are like really imperative for us natives. And we always compliment and comment on how great it is that you're our state senator. And then we have the representatives that are native too, that really help support us. And if we weren't there, and meaning you, we wouldn't have a lot of this done because we are not underrepresented. We've been underrepresented
for so long. I mean, just really forever. When you think about it, it was interesting because I was invited to do a little personal tour of the Capitol this week for a group of students from Morris, Minnesota. And it was a mixture of Anishinaabe and Dakota kids. And they'd never been to the state capitol. They didn't, you know, they kind of knew what goes on there, like most people, but they don't really know what goes on there. And there was one little guy that was telling me that they really don't go many places, you know, except up north. So coming down to the Capitol was a big deal. And we talked about, you know, how important it is that we have Native folks at the state Capitol in order to make sure that the good things are happening for our tribes. And they started talking about some picture about the Treaty de Traverse de Sioux. And they actually knew quite a bit about, you know, the history of our Native folks in Minnesota. And I don't know if folks know this out there, but there used to be these two huge paintings that hung in the governor of Minnesota's reception room. And one was a depiction of that treaty signing, the Traverse de Sioux treaty signing. And the other was of Father DeSmit standing on the Mississippi River, on the banks of the Mississippi River, preaching to, you know, the waters. And there's a Native American man and woman there who are just sort of enraptured by his words, and French voyageur there. But the other picture, the one about the treaty, actually, they're huge. I mean, they're just huge paintings. They were removed from the reception room and moved into a different space so that people could see them better and understand the actual history is there. But they understood how the Indians got cheated out of, the students understood how the Indians got cheated not out of their land, but also of the money that mm-hmm. was promised to them for those lands. Because what happened is that all those agencies were supposed to receive the supplies, the food, the medicines, the blankets, the farming tools, housing things, clothing, all those things. And they packed them into a warehouse and they wouldn't give them to the Native folks. So mm-hmm. then the Native folks had to go to the shopkeepers and say, when our stuff comes, we'll pay you back. So they got layaway or credit. Well, the deal was is that they signed two different, they got the Natives to sign two different treaty forms, and then they had to move over and sign a third document, which the tribal members thought they were signing a third copy of the treaty. But really what it says is that the money for the land actually goes to all those shopkeepers first before it goes to the tribes. Wow. And, you know, those shopkeepers cheated the Indians out, you know, charged them way more. So I was really impressed by how much those kids actually knew without having ever been to the Capitol. So I just wanted to say that and how important it is to have representation. I think I was there for 2.5 hours with them. It was wow. Delightful. It was just a delightful afternoon. But some of the things that we got done for the tribes in Minnesota, of course, we made sure that the Minnesota Indian Affair Council got their appropriations so they can continue to do the good work, especially around language revitalization and that sort of thing. One of the biggest things and earliest things that we did is we bolstered the Minnesota Indian Family Preservation Act. It's like a mini ICWA Act. And we are concerned, of course, that ICWL will be shot down by the Supreme Court out in D.C. And so we wanted to make sure that we had protections in place so that it didn't go back to our kids being removed at, you know, those high rates that they've been removed and still are removed from those families. So that was really important. We worked on that last summer. Senate research went through our existing Minnesota Indian Family
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. A man from Amherst will receive national honors from the Red Cross for saving his wife's life. Dale Hintz found his wife unconscious and unresponsive at home on October 3rd. He immediately called 911 and began performing CPR until emergency crews arrived. His quick actions saved her life, and she is now continuing down the road to recovery. Dale Hintz will be presented with the American Red Cross Certificate of Extraordinary Personal Action in an award ceremony on June 1st at 4:30 at the Red Cross Blood Donation Center in Stevens Point. Remember that Stevens Point will have extra yard waste drop-off site hours this week through June 2nd. They're open from 1 to 7 p.m. every day this week until Friday. They move to regular hours of 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. starting Saturday, June 3rd. In sports, the Raptors take on the Chinooks in their second game tonight at 6:05. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app. You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, one in five Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about. And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
...16 catches with 14 putouts on the field. He's at 7 hits and 18 at-bats with a .389. So... Rogers stands at second. Husebo, the pitcher for the Duck Spiders, as the 0-1 is on the way, swinging a hard hit ball popped up in the air on the right side. Running under it is Sweetchick, the first baseman. He makes the throw. Rogers stands at second still, did not go. Sorry about that, technical difficulties, as we have it figured out now here in Fond du Lac. Two outs here for the Dock Spiders as Matt Olive will be the one to step in. The right-handed batter is now up. So Olive steps in. Rogers stands at second. And the pitch is on the way. Swing and a miss downstairs. Got him on a fastball, 0-1. Beautiful evening here in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, here at Herb Baker Field. As Olive steps back in, bat over his shoulder, placed down low, the 0-1, swing and a ball laced into the left center gap, but making the play is Travis Strickler for the third out. He came out of that one, out of the gate, making the play with his right hand, and our Dock Spiders get three outs as we head to the bottom of the first here on WFHR.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
To the bottom of the first we go here at Herb Baker Field. So Josh Howitt, the left-handed pitcher, a returning Northwoods League All-Star and a returning Rafter, has stepped on the mound making his 2023 debut, a rising senior out of Cal State Fullerton from Encino, California. Also went to Taft High School as the first pitch is a strike downstairs. He previously attended LA Valley College. He only appeared in six games for Cal State Fullerton as swinging a ball hit on the right side out on the foul baseline. So, yeah, he had five strikeouts and a 9.00 ERA. It's his second season for the Rafters, as he appeared in 13 games. He had an 8-0 record last year, which made him a Northwoods League All-Star. He's going to face Connor Cooney, the center fielder out of the College of Holy Cross, as he pops one up in the air. Running under it is the second baseman in Ty Johnson for the first out. So now Drew Berrigan, the shortstop, will step in, the right-hander out of Embry-Riddle Aeronautical College, Tribuco Canyon, California native. He's batted a 250 so far this season. Hasn't recorded an RBI, no hits, as he sees a ball go on the outside edge, 1-0. Howitt pitches, and there is the strike. 0-2 here. So that ball was initially called a strike, the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Well, now they're saying it was a ball. So now 1-2. And popped up in the air on the back side. One out here. 1-2. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Howitt, the left-hander. He's 6'5". He has a big arm. Now he will set and deliver the 1-2 way outside, a wild pitch that goes in the back track, but nobody there on base for the Dock Spiders. So how it's fortunate to see that one go behind him in this situation. So 2 balls, 2 strikes here with one out. Howitt sets, delivers, swing and a miss, got him on the outside edge, strike three. Howitt's looked impressive so far, and you can see why. He was a Northwoods League All-Star. He had 47 strikeouts last year, only on 36 innings pitched, allowing 11 runs and a 2.5 ERA. As now batting Travis Strickler, the left fielder. He also went to Embry-Riddle Aeronautical College out of Glendale, Arizona, batting a 231 this season as he sees a strike across the plate. Howitt up in the count, 0-1. Two outs here. 0 balls, a strike. Here is Howitt, the second pitch on the way down on the inside corner, 1-1. Howitt with 2 outs, knee-high pitch, the 1-1, way inside. That's foul tipped off the left ankle of Strickler. Howitt got here yesterday for the Rafters. A frustrating night it was last night, losing 8-2 and getting swept by the Green Bay Rockers. A curveball way on the outside edge, 2-2. Howitt sets the 2-2 serve, swinging a ground ball through the second base. Ty Johnson dives for it, makes the throw over to first, got him out. Johnson came out of nowhere. The throw to first was in time, so the Rafters go 3 up and 3 down as we head to the top of the second. 0-0. We'll be back in a moment.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Edward Jones, a financial services firm that takes a personalized approach to investing to serve its clients. Learn how Edward Jones can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC. In Wisconsin Rapids, your Edward Jones financial advisor is Sky E. Manning. For questions about current investments, retirement, and end-of-life issues, contact Sky Manning today at 715-424-4100. That's 715-424-4100.
It's described as fresh, a little fancy, cozy, affordable, comfortable. And veterans, teachers, construction workers, cashiers, receptionists, and you will enjoy the daily specials and deals at El Cafe. It's now open in Port Edwards. The owner of El Cafe can't wait to share his dream journey of an all-new restaurant with you. El Cafe, serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy El Cafe, now open at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, next to the police station.
Petpalooza is just around the corner and the Ruff Ranch will be there. Come see us at the Southwood County Humane Society grounds on June 11th with your dog training questions. If you need help before then, call 715-540-6650 or go online to roughranchllc.com to set up a meet and greet. Michelle and Tiffany are ready to give you the best dog training and behavior modification in central Wisconsin. That's the Rough Ranch, 1022 West Grand Avenue in Rapids. See you at Petpalooza.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
We return here for the top of the second inning here at Herb Baker Field. So the Rafters go 3 up and 3 down due to the pitching of Josh Howitt. So now Shane Taylor, the shortstop, the left-hander, who is tied up in the count 1-1. So Taylor will set on Maxwell Hughesbow. Hughesbow throws a curveball right across the plate. That was an excellent pitch. He's up in the count 1-2. Hughesbow, the 1-2 serve, swinging a ball, popped up on the left field line. That is going to go inside into Travis Strickler, who makes the catch. So Strickler comes out of nowhere once again and makes that catch. He has done a great job at left field. So Kyle Carlson will step in now. Carlson, the first baseman playing today. He's played a lot of first and third. Carlson has been batting at 294 with 5 hits on 17 at-bats as he sees a strike across the plate. He struck out 3 times, has also had a run scored. The 0-1 curveball once again. Hughesbow has used that well, but he sees that as a ball. So 1-1 here. The 1-1 from Hughesbow. Once again, a breaking ball down low. 2-1. Decent crowd on hand here at Fond du Lac. The 2-1 way on the outside edge. 3-1. Carlson out of Piedmont College in Marietta, Georgia. He's done well at first and third, had 43 putouts and been a part of 4 double plays as the 3-1 across on the outside edge. That's ball number 4. So Carlson will take first, and the Rafters get one on base with 1 out. So the right fielder, Logan Hugo, out of Eastern Michigan, who struggled at the plate. He's only had 1 hit on 14 at-bats, but he's been able to cross home plate twice. So he's done well in the fielding as far as being on the offensive side of the ball. He struggled. The delivery from Hughesbow down in the dirt, 1-0. So 1-0 here with 1 out. Carlson stands at first. the 1-0 from Husebo, a check swing. Did he go? And he did. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Here on an afternoon where Fond du Lac is looking for their first win. The check over to first as Carlson slides back in time. There's some thunderstorms and rain in the forecast. 40% chance at 7 and 8 p.m. It's 82 degrees here over on the eastern part of the state. The 1-1 down in the dirt. 2-1. An opportunity for the Rafters to bounce back. They started the season splitting the series against the Chinooks and then getting swept by the Green Bay Rockers. The 2-1. Swinging a ball, popped up into shallow center, running under it, and it drops before Cooney. So Carlson will take second. And Hugo at first, so a hit is recorded for the Rafters. So the DH, Brant Voth, will step in. Voth today, a guy who's struggled at the plate as well. Looking for his time to get going. He's had one hit on seven at-bats with a double. He's been walked twice. Voth swinging a miss down low. Foul tipped in the glove. 0-1. So Hugo at first. Carlson at second. Hugo had like a jam shot that popped in before Cooney. A swing and a miss. Strike two. Once again, 0-2. Zero balls, two strikes, with one out. The 0-2 from Husebo, down in the dirt. 0-2. Carlson thought about going to three there, but the catcher, Lorenzo Rios, was about to throw over to second, but did not as he pushed him back towards the bag. So Carlson at second, Hugo at first. The 1-2 delivery. Voth swinging a miss. Strike three. Maxwell Husebo has been dealing here so far. So Levi Jensen out of University of North Alabama. He's also struggled at the plate. He struck out eight times so far this season with one hit on 10 at-bats. Two runners on for the Rafters. Popped up on a bunt attempt from Jensen. That's back in the air on the back track. So 0-1 here with two outs. Two runners on for the Rafters. Can they cash in with runners in scoring position? Way outside for Husebo, 1-1. Husebo's done well so far. He's been able to pitch in a 1 2/3 inning as he sees a ball go down in the dirt. Once again, Rios fake throws it over to first, pushing Hugo back towards the bag. Rafters really looking to get on the front foot. They just have not been able to hit the ball well and hit it efficiently here in their first four games of this 2023 Northwoods League campaign. The 2-1 popped up backside, 2-2. Herb Baker Field, where Marion University shares the field with the Dock Spiders, a Division III program here in Fond du Lac. But the Dock Spiders, remember this time, the 2-2, swinging a ball, hit through the second and third base gap, rounding third, heading for home is Carlson, the play at the plate, and he gets there. The Rafters take a 1-0 lead. Levi Jensen, an RBI. Hugo at second, and Jensen at first. So a big play there for the Rafters. As Jensen able to cash in, Carlson gets home. Rafters up 1-0 here on the top of the second. They needed that. So, Rafters return to the top of the lineup with Brandon Rogers, who was hit by pitch on his last plate appearance. And he's up this time. 0-1 down on the count. Hugo on second. Jensen on first. The 0-1. Inside on the curve. 1-1. So Husebo's going to reset. Rafters have acquired two hits so far. Can they do a third? Down in the dirt. Rios stands up quickly. Fake throws it. Once again, a second. That's a third time he's done that. That might not be a bad strategy. Fake throwing it, so your room for error decreases. The 2-1. Curveball. Inside corner, 3-1. Camera operator for the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders standing to the right of me, as he does not agree with that, as so many of these fans have not agreed with a lot of pitches so far, the 3-1. And Rogers will take first as he sees a ball in the dirt, so the Rafters have the bases loaded here in the top of the second. Already a run scored. Now Ty Johnson, a guy that has been impressive so far. Three RBIs, can he make it a fourth? So, the Dock Spiders having a word with Husebo as Rios, the catcher, on the mound. But this is big here for the Rafters. Top of the second inning, they already have a run in. And now the bases are loaded, but they've struggled at these times where they've had runners in scoring position. Bases have been loaded a couple times this season with two outs, but they just have not been able to open a game up. Can they do that here early in Fond du Lac? Johnson, the left-hander, three RBIs this season, batting a .300. He grounded out in his last plate appearance. The first pitch on the way outside as Rios drops it, but that will be a ball. Adam McLennan Community College heading to Baylor next year. He's been impressive. A Flower Mound, Texas native, the 1-0, way on the outside edge, 2-0. Rafters would love if Johnson gets walked here. That means Hugo comes in at third. So Hugo at third, Jensen at second, and Brandon Rogers, the leadoff man, stands at first. A 2-0 across the plate, a strike. Dock Spiders they've struggled this season so far. They just have not been able to get runs across. They've given up a ton of runs. Giving up 36 runs as a swing and a ball. Drops in to shallow right center. Heading home is Hugo. Jensen gets home, and the Rafters up 3-0.